Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Well, Jim, I don't know what to think. Some people are saying Mike has resigned, and others saying he was sacked. Do you know what happened?
No, Penny, I don't. All I know is that Mike has left the island to go back to Manchester.
Well, didn't he tell you he was leaving? For goodness sake, he must have said something.
No, he didn't say a word. I was as surprised as anybody that he'd gone.
So do you think he was sacked? You didn't start that rumour, did you?
No, I didn't. Of course I didn't.
Well, if I remember right, you once told me that he might get the sack. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. But I haven't said anything to anyone.
Oh, come on, Jim. You always hear the gossip. What have you heard?
Nothing, Penny.
So, have you found him?
Yes, I have. But he didn't answer. So I left a message saying to phone me.
And has he?
Not yet, no.
Do you think he will?
I hope so. I want to know that he's okay.
Well, we all do. You know those goods he used to buy?
Yeah.
Well, was that stock stolen?
Look, Penny, I really don't know. But I do know that we shouldn't spread rumours, okay?
You can talk! Jim, I won't say anything. I liked Mike and I thought he was a good assistant manager. In fact, I thought he had a good chance of being manager one day.
Yeah, so did I, Penny.
So, I wonder how many people will apply. Will you?
Oh, no, I don't want the responsibility. What about you?
Oh, God, no. It is funny, though, that the Pattersons are here just as Mike leaves.
No, Penny, just coincidence. The Pattersons were visiting anyway.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Well, I hope we get someone nice. I hope Tina Long doesn't apply.
Oh, so do I. Can you imagine what it'd be like if she was in charge?
Oh, it would be dreadful. If she was in management, I think I would leave.
So would I, Penny. No doubt about it. I really don't like the woman. And I just couldn't work for her.
Jim, what do you think really happened with Mike?
Really?
Yeah.
I think he resigned before they had a chance to sack him.
What are you doing?
I'm putting it back.
Why are you putting it back? I thought you liked it.
I do.
Well then, why don't you buy it?
I will, but not now.
Oh, go on. Get it now. It looks great. You said so yourself, that it was perfect.
Yes, it is, but I'll get it another time.
So why don't you get it now?
I don't have the cash.
Cash? Who uses cash? Use your card.
I don't want to overdraw.
Oh, Jess, I'll lend you the money. No, there's to be no argument. You can pay me back when you have it.
No, thanks, but I'll come back another time.
Well, they might not have your size.
Oh, come on, look, there's tons in my size.
Oh, okay. Well, it's up to you.
So where to next?
Well, I want to go to the chemist to get some body lotion.
Okay, well, I'll look next door in BBS.
Oh, right. Well, I'll come with you then.
But I thought you wanted some body lotion.
No, I'm not that worried. I'll come with you.
Okay, well, I don't really need anything. I think I'll go home.
Oh, okay. But remember to phone me about Friday, won't you?
Yes, I will. I'll try not to forget.
Well, don't forget to go back for that dress, will you?
Oh, no. I won't forget to do that.
Here's Kathy. It's great to see you.
Yeah, cheers, Penny. Which pizza did you order?
Oh, I ordered the Hawaiian. Which one did you go for in the end?
Chicken chilli with mushroom.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I've had it before. It's lovely.
So, what did you want to tell me? Because I have something to tell you as well. Well, I want to ask you something, actually.
Oh, what's that? What did you want to ask me?
No, you say first.
No, come on, ask me. I'm dying to know what this is all about.
Well, Kathy, I've been thinking.
Oh, careful.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I have decided is I do really want another lodger.
Oh?
And I was wondering if you would like to be my lodger. I mean, I don't mind if you say no, but I thought I would ask you first.
Oh, wow, yes, I'd love to, Penny. Thank you so much for asking me.
Are you sure? Because I know you were looking for somewhere else, but I thought you wanted another flat somewhere.
No, I don't. I honestly couldn't be more pleased.
Oh, that's great. So when can you move in? No rush, but when?
Well, I have to give my landlord notice, so it could be in about 2 weeks' time.
That's brilliant. Cheers, Kathy. Here's to us.
Cheers. Oh, I'm so pleased.
Well, as I say, I knew you weren't happy where you were, and we do get on.
Well, absolutely. Oh, I feel wonderful.
Kathy, that's the wine.
Oh, no, it's not. Ah, now I haven't told you my good news.
Oh, so what is it?
Well, ages ago I told you I'd won a holiday and I wanted you to come with me. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Well, all the details have come through.
No. Where is it?
It's camping in the New Forest.
Gosh, really?
No, it's a 3-night cruise.
What? On a cruise? I always wanted to do a cruise. Oh, you are serious, aren't you? You're not having me on.
No, I promise, we're going on a 3-night cruise to Jersey and Guernsey.
Kathy, I don't know what to say. What a night this has been. So, when do we go?
In a month's time, okay?
Yeah, that should be fine. I haven't taken any holidays, so... Oh, I just can't wait.
Good. So it's been a good night, hasn't it? And we haven't even had our pizzas yet.
Oh, things just get better and better. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you. It's been lovely.
It was great.
So, where to now?
Back to my place, okay?
Shall I get some wine?
Oh, no. No, I've got some in. And then we can carry on talking about the cruise.
Oh, this has been a fab night.
Fab? It's been brilliant. Oh, no, it's only Jim. Oh, I'm not going to read it now. It can't be that important.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.